Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel, or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. I welcome my colleague Hussein Abdul Hussein of the Foundation for Defensive Democracies to help me understand Lebanon. The mystery of Lebanon is a nation with a great culture, deep-seated integration into Europe because of the vicissitudes of the last several hundred years, but at the same time, violence everywhere because of Hezbollah. But there's more to Lebanon than Hezbollah. Hussein, a very good evening to you. Thank you for this. The recent visit of Pope Leo, he made a farewell speech at the Beirut International Airport. Part of his remarks, departing is often more difficult than arriving. We have spent time together, and in Lebanon, this spirit of encounter is contagious. Here I have found that people enjoy coming together rather than being isolated. I'll stop there. Because one way I have been taught to think of Lebanon these years is that it's dominated by gunmen called Hezbollah, and that the helplessness of the government, no matter who is the prime minister, the inability of UNIFIL to enforce anything on the ceasefire or disarming, and now after the battles of these last 2 years, the Israeli watch positions have turned into routine violence, more decapitation strikes, more strikes against arsenals, looking like Lebanon is very much turning back into a battlefield. The Pope's visit was to the Christian community in Lebanon. There are more than that, however. There are lots of communities in Lebanon. It makes up a variety of the Middle East. At this point, let's start with the government. Is the Aoun government in a position with money and credibility to move forward in a way that would be peaceful and not concerned with the threats from Hezbollah? Good evening to you, Hussein.
Good evening, John. Yes, I think the government is elected. Lebanon, despite all odds, they hold parliamentary elections routinely every 4 years. President Aoun was elected a year ago. The cabinet was formed earlier this year. So this is a legitimate cabinet and president and parliament, and they have international recognition and support. I wouldn't say they have enough resources, but they can certainly take on Hezbollah. I think they have the capability to do that. The question is that whether they want to do that, whether they have the political will. And over the past year, they've shown that they're not willing. They've been reluctant to do so.
You list a partial list of the communities that are not considered Muslim minorities across the Middle East: the Jews, the Druze, the Alawites, the Baha'is, the Ismailis, the non-believers, and the Christians. There's so many different traditions going back thousands of years. We see Lebanon as successfully combining all these traditions, and they were making money until the collapse following the first war and the further collapse following the second war. Is it impossible to imagine all those communities living side by side again? Is that out of reach now with the violence?
I don't think there's violence between communities. There were there was probably violence during the Civil War, and maybe it's unfair to call it a civil war, given all the foreign interaction. You had the Syrian Assad dynasty intervening. You had Arafat and his militias going rogue across the country. You had many factors. But let me just say that when Lebanon was put together back in 1920 by the French, it was the only Arabic-speaking Christian-majority country among the Arab League countries. Now, today, the Arab League has 21 countries and the Palestinian Authority, so 22 member states. But Lebanon used to be the only Christian country among these countries. And now the number of Christian on the books has declined to one third. And I think in reality, given migration and all the factors, I think they're probably one quarter. So this is a sad story that you once had a thriving Christian community living in the Middle East. And now everyone looks and you know, cannot but notice that this presence is diminishing. I grew up in a town in East Lebanon called Baalbek. And when I was a kid, Baalbek was one third Christian Catholics. And today, if you visit Baalbek, you know, I think you won't even find three Catholics. So there's a trend. And this trend includes the Christians, the Druze, Jews, Baha'is, everyone who's non-Muslim, everyone who's neither Sunni nor Shia. And that's unfortunate.
And the prospect is not getting better, if I understand your article at FTD. The isolation is deepening, and the Pope's visit was meant to reverse that, call attention to it. What did Pope Leo accomplish for the Lebanese government?
One of the biggest problems that the Lebanese government has faced, and the state of Lebanon at large, is that they are often sacrificed on the table of deals between bigger powers. This happened in 1991, after the end of the Cold War. We, America, rewarded the Assad dynasty for joining the war to liberate Kuwait from Saddam Hussein. So we told the Syrians, it's yours, take it. And that was, you know, a deal. And there was a Christian pocket that Assad was given the green light to invade and take. And he dominated Lebanon for the coming two decades. And after that, you know, under the during the Obama administration, we thought it was a smart idea to concede on Lebanon and let Hezbollah dominate Lebanon, if we could make nice with the Iranians and get them to sign the nuclear accord. So the Lebanese government and politicians are always wary that they might stick their neck out. And when they do that, you know, there might be concessions. And if this happens, they'll be stuck on the wrong side of whoever ends up dominating the country. So in a nutshell, this has made the Lebanese government reluctant this past year, even though it was supposed to disarm Hezbollah, it didn't. And part of it was the inconsistency that we in Washington showed toward Lebanon and you know, the whole issue between Lebanon and Israel.
I want to understand, we have about a minute, the violence that was thrown against the Alawites in Syria and against the Druze in Syria. Is that violence possible at any moment against Christians as well?
I don't see this risk happening in Lebanon at this point. I think the only problem that Lebanon has is one armed militia called Hezbollah, loyal to Iran. And if this is disarmed, I think Lebanon has a lot of harmony. These communities have been living together for a while now. I wouldn't say they will go to civil war.
They won't go to civil war, but is the jihad still a threat? Much of Syria, I believe, lives in Lebanon. They fled the early stages of the civil war. So you don't see that threat from Damascus crossing the border and bothering Lebanon. Is that correct? We have 30 seconds.
I don't think at this point yet. I think the Syrian military is still too weak to dominate. They can barely control Syria. So while they're busy, I don't think they'll come to Lebanon.
Hussein Abdul Hussein for the Foundation for the Defense of Democracy. On the visit of the Pope to the Christians, those remaining, maybe down to a quarter in Lebanon, and all the other minority communities that at this point are vulnerable.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.